Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Five o'clock on a Monday. That's not just a time check. That's a promotion from Mego. Pure basketball.
I'm getting a promotion?
Well, if you consider getting to spend a segment here in studio with Fitzy and Hart, a promotion, then you got a promotion.
I do. Okay. I'll continue this.
Well, I hope you can bring the passion.
It's all of us, Andrew.
That Terp brings to his pure basketball
I don't like this being a competition.
Life is a competition.
I sit next to Terp at every home game and
elbow him.
We have great, I think, perspectives that we share with each other. He's my teammate.
Share
nothing. But Mego, Andy's job is to make things uncomfortable. So
okay. Good luck with me.
Did the Celtics make things uncomfortable for the Knicks with that victory? Who's got the pressure tonight? Like, where is the angst heading into game four?
So I saw you had a take earlier in today's show that you think that the pressure now has gone back on New York.
Yeah.
I don't agree, because I think that New York going up 2-0 on this Celtics team, especially winning in the fashion that they did at the end of these fourth quarters, they are the ones who are still playing with house money. I do still believe that the pressure is on the Celtics because of the history of the last several champions being knocked out in the second round, and the pressure of the last 5 years having no NBA team come back from a 3-1 deficit in the playoffs. We talk about how rarely that happens, but that it happens in the NBA. It feels like, for me, the pressure is more so on the Celtics to even this up to 2-2.
Okay, you agree with the poll.
Oh, I do?
Okay.
I get that, but at the same time, Mego, do you think the Celtics, you know, as Mazzulla said, accessing their darkness or finding their darkness on Saturday and, you know, building a 20, if not over 20 point lead and then following through with it, instilled the confidence they needed? Not that a 60 win team should ever need confidence, but especially deflated the Knicks, I guess we get away with two.
I don't know if it's necessarily about confidence, or another way that I think we talk about it in sports is momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where is the momentum swinging right now? I think the Celtics honestly just had to lock in and get serious about this team, because I do think that there's an element of human nature of seeing this team four times in the regular season, beating them by the average of 16 points, and coming out of the rock fight that you had with Orlando in the round before, that you look at the Knicks and you go, this is at least going to be less physical of a series than what we just went through, and we match up very well against this team, and we should be able to cruise through this in, I don't know, maybe five games. And I'm not saying that's definitely how they approached it. I'm sure if you talk to them, they'd say that they were locked in from the beginning and every game is its own thing, every series is its own thing. But when you look at human nature, a lot of times that's how these things go.
So even though I'm on the radio and I talk about basketball, I'm not going to pretend I'm a hoop head, because simplistically I look at these games and I go, let's see, they shot 25% from three and they blew multiple 20-point leads and lost. They shot 50% from three. They kept the 20-point lead and won the game by 20 points. Is it much deeper than that, or is it as simple as they hit their shots?
I think obviously, the make-miss factor is huge, especially when the team has built themselves on the three-pointer. But I'll give you two other things that I think really mattered in the third game that I would like to see more of them going forward that I think would add to more success.
Okay.
One is the way that they were able to contain the Knicks' transition offense. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that had to do with just having three turnovers and being able to not have these quarters where you balloon to seven turnovers and that becomes seven Knicks points on the other side. I think them being able to, I think they kept the Knicks to just 3 points in transition after the first quarter of game three. So slowing down their game, if that means hacking Mitchell Robinson, send that dude to the line every time. Like, maybe that's boring to watch and that becomes a math equation that
painful.
People don't love, but it works. It is working. Keep doing it. The other thing is the Peyton Pritchard factor. Peyton Pritchard had an immensely important game three and was the leading scorer and was awesome. He also played played 34 minutes in game three compared to 21 or 22 in game two. And so he's a guy who is finding a matchup that he likes, weirdly, against Mitchell Robinson, who's a lot bigger than him, and being able to pick his spots there and put some offensive firepower behind this team. I think if you keep going with those two things, in addition to your three-point shooting, at least averaging out, you'll be in a really good place going forward.
So what was it Mitchell Robinson said on his social media over the weekend? He's like, y'all think what you're saying about me and the game of basketball and missing these free throws matters. He's like, nothing matters but this fancy car and my family or something like it's in his head. Like, obviously, because he just can't make anything at all right now. So that does work. And yes, Mago, the Hakimich plan works so long as you follow through on your end of things and hit your shots. But I was curious if you felt like Jason Tatum took a big enough step in the right direction with his game on Saturday. He still hasn't had those three 35-point games. It hasn't even really topped, 30 points against the Knicks. Do you feel like he's trending in the right direction?
I think he is. I was also a little surprised that it wasn't a 30-plus point game because he's had literally 30-plus point playoff games in his career. And so far in this series, he's just been very contained. And they haven't been falling for him when he's open and he has the look. There was one part of that game that I kind of looked sideways at. And I wonder if you noticed this play, Andy, because you're a big Jaylen Brown guy. There was a point in the third quarter, I want to say it was early in the third quarter, when Jason Tatum grabbed a defensive rebound and he gives the go-ahead pass down the court to Jaylen Brown. Jaylen, I think, just had cat on him and pulls up for the three instead of driving down and doing the Jaylen dunk that we usually see. And I was kind of like, where is that coming from? Is that Jaylen's thing? Is that Jaylen not thinking that, okay, we're threes are working for us right now? Like, there is an aspect of this where these guys, I feel like the Knicks have done something to take them out of their element at different points. And I don't want to give the Knicks overwhelming credit, because I do think a lot of it is the Celtics being in their own heads. But it's like, sometimes it feels like instinctively the Celtics don't look entirely comfortable.
Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com, and our regular Monday guest here on WEEI Afternoons.
Purest hoops.
The purest hoops, we're calling it. The purest of hoops you can find on the radio. Not pure hoops is what I've watched the Knicks do. So I've watched every game these teams have played all year. And I watch these games and say, I don't really think the Knicks are that good. The flip side of that, though, is, are they due for a good game? They won a lot of basketball games this year. They're here for a reason, and that's the one part of me that says, what if they just come out and Karl Anthony Towns has one of those first quarters where he hits four threes and he's feeling it, and Jalen Brunson, we know how good he can be. He can score points. Is there any fear that the Knicks are actually due for, because I think both teams are probably due for their best game. Celtics played better the other day, but both teams, are the Knicks due for their best game, and is that a fear?
There is something to that. The Knicks have not been efficient offensively at all through this entire series. And it mostly came back to bite you their offensive game when you were giving up turnovers and having empty possessions on your own and them being able to not be the Orlando Magic and go respond on the other side of the court. But at the same time, I think you're right. The only thing I'd say is, one, they are going up against what was mostly a top five, top six defense in the Celtics during the regular season. Mm-hmm. So We can't just look at these things in a vacuum of, oh, the Knicks are usually offensively better overall. They're going up against a very strong defensive team in the Celtics, especially when everybody's healthy out there. If you get Kristaps Porzingis feeling more like himself. But on the health factor, also Karl Anthony Towns, most of the time is the Knicks' second best player on offense. And we don't know what is up with him now coming out of the game where he had the hand injury. He's not on the injury report, but Porzingis wasn't either last time I checked. And that doesn't mean that Porzingis is 100%, right?
Who's writing these? Bill Belichick?
Well, so I'm saying, like, we can look at these things in a vacuum and say, absolutely, I feel that the Knicks have not played anywhere near their offensive ceiling and what we've seen from the best of them. So there's a reason to be worried about that. But I also think that there's mitigating factors that maybe will keep that from all of a sudden just exploding in a way where it's due factor and you can't control it and you can't respond to it.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Celtics preventing the Knicks from getting their transition offense going and also not turning the ball over themselves. Because it's not that the Knicks have played anywhere to the physical level that the Magic did, Mego, but I felt like Saturday the Celtics met whatever brand of physicality and whatever physical intensity the Knicks tried to bring to the court. Like, yeah, maybe we'll just knock them off their spot and get them to, you know, blow a third 20-point lead. Like, I felt the Celtics were more physical, and it was no play was more exemplified that better than that late play by Horford. I think he blocked. No, Cat went up for a dunk, passed it underneath. Horford didn't take the fake where Cat went up, and then did he block Mitchell Robinson? Who was that?
Yeah.
Remember which play I'm talking about?
I don't know the exact one that you're talking
about. Horford stuffed him, and then it went right to Porzingis, and they ran a transition play up the court and scored. Like, that was great. That was missing in the Garden. They were more physical. They were not going to let the Knicks push them around Saturday.
Yeah, this team has been great on the road. Al Horford has been fantastic through the playoffs. I would look at it and say it's kind of tough because of the minutes that you're putting on Horford and Porzingis' illness absence at times throughout the series. And now you're moving into a part of the playoff series where it's going to be one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. Horford, to me, looks a lot more physical, and he always looks strong, but he looks stronger when he has those two games in between. And so he's going to, you know, have to tough it out through the rest of the series because it's going to push till at least six.
Am I wrong that he has been a little edgier this postseason? Certainly in the Magic series.
Yeah,
but even the other day,
prickly.
He and Brunson
prickly.
Yeah.
Had a little word, and I was like, consecutive series? That's a little weird for Al.
I like it.
Brunson
really
shoved
like
him, Andy. Like, I mean, he literally, like the refs aren't looking. Here you go, girl. And just, like, shoved him right to the floor. That was such a dink move.
It was a little bit of a dink move. He's also a little bit of a guy, so I don't know how that all unfolded. But, no, I like it because that's one thing that I do wonder from series to series. And Scal scolded us when we talked about, like, carryover from one series to the next. I think this team needs a little bit more of that edge that the Magic brought out in them.
Yeah.
They were intentionally fouling them. They were doing crazy stuff.
The Magic kind of brought out this side, I think, of the team where they were like, enough of this.
Yes.
Okay?
You I like
want
that
this?
Side.
You want that? This playtime is over, is
right.
kind of what they said. Like, you're barking up the wrong tree. That tree will fall on you.
Yes.
To quote the great Jay-Z. And I
wasn't familiar, but I trust you.
Especially, like, Horford 100%. But also Jason Tatum, because I thought Jason Tatum played with so much edge and anger in those last three games,
yes.
averaging 35, 36 points per game. And so if they can channel that again, Horford has been asked about this, and he said, I don't know, sometimes it works in my favor to be angry, and sometimes it doesn't. It's not really something that I lean into, but I like seeing it from the outside.
Because don't they need it? Like, Jaylen Brown, I think, was that dog last year. And I think that's in part why he won the MVPs. Like, that was part of it. The mic'd up. We saw the role he was playing kind of both on the court but also in leadership. And I don't know if he's doing that as much. If just there's a weirdness to him this postseason, I feel like. Coming out of the loss where he was, like, calling out the shot selection and didn't love that. I think there might be an opening there for Al to weirdly be the physical, angry,
he's
older.
Mad dad.
Yeah, mad dad.
Mad dad.
Yeah. Love it.
That's like he's straight up, I will turn this car around.
Yes.
That's
I will turn this
attitude.
Postseason right around.
Exactly. But
all
in a good
line.
Way.
Yes.
In this series, at least.
Yeah, which would be great. And I love watching that, too. I love mad dad Horford. Are we going to get anything from Porzingis? Like, have there been any further updates, Mego?
I hope so, because I feel like a real dope. going into this series,
I was gonna blame you.
saying to everybody, it's going to be Porzingis' series. He finished that regular season game when they went into overtime with 8 3-pointers made, like tying his career high. He's going to love this series. I didn't know that he was dealing with some kind of respiratory thing on and off, and it's just a very strange situation.
Is it the same thing? Is it tied to March?
They continually say, I have no idea, and then, well, he's been dealing with something since then. So
I said the other day, I know they have put non-COVID somewhere. I read that, a little parenthetical. But doesn't this feel, even though they're telling me it's not COVID, like it's like we began to learn that term long COVID, or the people that would have these longer, is it possible that it's just some similar parallel virus that has affected his?
I'm not a doctor, Andy.
You have some in your family, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you get any educated information?
To call in?
Yes. Are they expert witnesses? They get anything?
They do not treat Kristaps Porzingis. It's really tough because I think you can see it in him.
Yes.
Like you can see it when he's out there, from times looking very labored to times looking like he's almost a half second slow on some of his reactionary plays. And that's just not Kristaps.
Yes.
His reaction time looks a little slower. And I think that tells you, like, it's almost just like that kind of like fuzzy headed feeling of just not being yourself.
COVID
and
fog.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying all these things seem to parallel Fitzy. Some of the things we learned over the last months, years, whatever. And I don't know. I find the whole thing strange. And it's just unfortunate because he was one of those guys that everybody's like, wow, you're going to need him at some point. You're going to need him at his best at some point.
It's far from over. The series is far from over, and hopefully the playoffs for the Celtics are far from over, so there's still time for that to turn around.
Yeah, what do you think about the number that the Pacers are doing to the Cavs?
It is so crazy. Like, that is one of the crazier playoff series that I can remember from NBA playoffs in recent memory. Can you guys remember what? I guess the other one that jumped out to me would be the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2023 against the Celtics.
I cited you on a couple days ago.
When they went up 3-0 over the Celtics, and you're like, how the hell is Jimmy Butler willing this team? Except with the Pacers, you know, Tyrese Halliburton gets the attention for the clutch shot, but it's that entire team that's just going to work.
And they are a formidable foe. I don't know if we would have described them as that months ago. Even going back to last year and that weird sweep that didn't feel like a sweep, but it goes down as a sweep. But you watch these games, and like last night was just, the second quarter was borderline ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was heat check after heat check, but usually heat checks miss occasionally. None of their heat checks
missed. That's why they're checks.
Right. And you had like Miles Turner come down three, and he's like, well, I'll do a Porzingis and go 3 feet back and shoot another one. Or Nesmith, old friend Aaron Nesmith, is like their Energizer Bunny guy that's doing everything. He's always, if there's a whistle, he's involved in some form or fashion. I don't know that Celtics fans would have feared them a month ago, 2 months ago, but the way they're playing right now, I'm not sure you want to play. I mean, you do want to play the Pacers because it means you advance.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
To the Eastern Conference Finals, but
yes,
they could be a problem, as the kids say.
Yeah, I don't think that they would be a walk in the park to see at all. And I think really for the Celtics where they are right now, Like, they're still down in the series. They still have a lot of work to do here. So I don't think they can stick their nose up at anybody else.
You keep being, she keeps being the voice of reason, Fitzy.
Me?
Series
is over.
It's easy to be a voice of reason when you enter our dojo, though.
Yeah, that is true. We kind of in idiocy.
Speaking of dojos, I do think that Joe Mazzulla deserves a little bit of props because he was very, very quick on the timeouts in game three, and I think that was necessary.
Yeah, what about game two?
Yeah, and that was
what about that,
that
timeout
tougher.
When he said, just run it again? Yeah, well, just run it, same play.
I'm crediting him with the adjustment.
So he learned.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was better to be quicker on that timeout and say, I don't trust this. I've seen this before. The lead is down to 17. Unacceptable, fellas.
So what are you projecting for tonight? You've given us reason for caution. You've given us the highs of the Knicks, the lows of all those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a win. But I think you're on to something, Andy, when you say that both of these teams have not played up to their offensive potential. So I think it's going to be kind of a high scoring back and forth. Hopefully more like the regular season where you get close to that 6-5 minute mark left in the fourth quarter and it's pretty close, but the Celtics are able to actually pull away there and not fall into these Knicks clutch moments that really seem to, I don't know, the universe just works in their favor.
More likely to combine for 60 points tonight, Brown and Tatum or Kat and Brunson?
I don't know. Why? Is this something that you're putting down money on?
No. No, I got to stop betting. I keep losing.
Okay.
I, like you, thought Tatum would have 30.
Close the FanDuel app and re-ask the question, Andy.
I would not count on any player with an injury. So Karl Anthony Towns isn't on the injury report, but I just would feel more worried about that.
Because
I think the Knicks try to get their first lead tonight, Andy. I think they're going to come out hyper aggressive. Try to get a 5 or 7 point lead early and see if they can make alter the Celtics game by trying to force them to play from behind. Because it's been Celtics out front for 39 minutes, Celtics out front for 46 minutes, Celtics out front for all 48 minutes. The Knicks have just not played from in front ever. I just have that feeling in my bones, if you will, that's how it's going to go tonight.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird series so far. Like, it really is weird the way two blown 20-point leads, but then you're like, would you rather be the team that leads by 20 or blows the... You know what I mean? Like, you had to build a 20-point lead
somehow,
so there's good there, and then you built another 20-point lead. Like, if you're Tibbs, does the game plan, you go to the whiteboard, point one, don't go down by 20. If the Knicks don't go down by 20, they probably get a good chance to win
the
game.
Or maybe you say, go down by 20, but at the right time.
Game three didn't work out. Okay, so you are predicting a Celtics victory.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be more of a nail biter for most of it. I don't think it's going to be something where the Celtics are up 20 in the third quarter and we're going, uh-oh, not again. I think there are going to be a lot of lead changes.
If you are right, then the series is already over. Because I believe if it's 2-2, it's already 4-2. Dan Ball had some great numbers earlier. The series where a team goes down 2-0 is more likely to then win in 6 than they are to win in 7, which I interpreted without looking at the details as the much better team had some weird start to the series to go down 2-0, and then when they found their
footing. Did you look at the details?
No.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were going to follow that up with look at the details. But
feel free to use it.
Do
some research.
All right, thank you for the assignment.
She is Megan Ottolini. Read her column tomorrow and her stand-ups with Terp. Join her on all the podcasts here on WEEI.com. She is the backbone of the website. She's predicting the Celtics win tonight, so I am piggybacking on that and saying they win tonight, they win the series. And she'll be back next Monday when we're apparently going to be talking about Pacers-Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Fingers crossed. That would be, we'd love to get there.
That's going to do it for Purist Hoops for this week's Think Mego, and we'll talk to you next week. And up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Fitzy's new favorite part of the week because it's a segment all about Fitzy. Fitzy's 5 coming up here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has to trend.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
When water from the pipes was pouring down, filed a claim with his Cox.
We turned it around.
Across America, over 600,000 small businesses look to Hiscox Insurance for protection. Find flexible coverage that adapts to the needs of your small business with a fast, easy online quote at Hiscox.com.
'Cause there's no business like small business.
Like no business we know.
Get a quote today with Hiscox Small Business Insurance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.